Hey, Prime members, you can listen to Business Wars Daily ad-free on Amazon Music. Download the app today.
Since 2013, Bombas has donated over 100 million socks, underwear, and T-shirts to those facing homelessness. If we counted those on air, this ad would last over 1,157 days. But if we counted the time it takes to make a donation possible, it would take just a few clicks. Because every time you make a purchase, Bombas donates an item to someone who needs it.
Go to bombas.com/Wondery and use code Wondery for 20% off your first purchase. That's bombas.com/Wondery, code Wondery.
From Wondery, I'm David Brown, and this is Business Wars Daily for this Wednesday, July 20th. Wedding season's back, and this year, for the first time since the beginning of the pandemic, it's got all the trimmings. Dance floors, giant cakes, and yes, diamonds.
A kiss on the hand may be quite continental, but diamonds are a girl's best friend.
When it comes to engagement rings, diamonds hold around 85% of that market share. But how the stones actually end up in jewelry boxes, well, that has a long and quite controversial history. Some diamond mines, particularly in Africa, have long been accused of exploiting children for unpaid labor. And mined diamonds can become so-called conflict diamonds, that is, illegally traded gems that fund conflict in war-torn areas, according to CNN Business. Add to that, limited supply makes mined diamonds rather pricey. After all, it takes them hundreds of billions of years to form underground. And the two generations most likely to be planning engagements right now are millennials and Gen Zers. You know, those folks who tend to value sustainability, morality, and affordability for sure when it comes to making big purchases. So, you can see why mined diamonds are falling out of favor. Replacing them? Lab-grown diamonds. These gems look almost indistinguishable from their natural cousins. They're quite a bit cheaper, too, and come without the controversy. You can see why lab-grown diamonds have surged in demand. Earlier this year, sales of engagement rings featuring the diamonds skyrocketed 63% over the same time last year, while sales of rings featuring natural diamonds fell 25%. Jewelry companies are, of course, taking careful note. Last year, Pandora unveiled its new Brilliance collection, the company's first line using solely lab-created diamonds. The jewelry maven said the collection will go global this year in response to, well, consumers asking for it to. And while the mined diamonds in Pandora's current stock will stay on shelves for now, the company plans to phase them out completely. Meanwhile, the U.S.'s largest jewelry company, Signet, is eyeing the changing tides in the industry, too. Signet, which owns Zales, Kay Jewelers, and Jared, noted the increasing popularity of lab-grown diamonds on a sales call earlier this year. Signet has expanded its lab-grown choices at both Zales and Kay Jewelers in response. But will lab-grown diamonds ever really take over the industry? It's not looking like that'll happen anytime soon, despite the surge in popularity. Only 7% of the specialty diamond jewelry market is represented by man-made diamonds, according to CNN Business. And while that's up from 3% of the market in 2020, it's still not a whole lot of the market share. Still, companies like Pandora and Signet are hoping that even though they may not be as traditional as those found in a mine, lab-grown diamonds will soon shine just as bright. From Wondery, this is Business Wars Daily. I'm your host, David Brown, written and produced by Jessica Yarmoski. Our executive producers are Tina Rubio and Marshall Lee.
Hey, Prime members, you can listen to Business Wars Daily ad-free on Amazon Music. Download the Amazon Music app today. Or you can listen ad-free with Wondery Plus in Apple Podcasts. Before you go, tell us about yourself by completing a short survey at wondery.com/survey.
If you travel for work, you know to pack two suits, business and swim. You know with your Delta SkyMiles Business Amex card, buying that plane ticket for a business trip can get you closer to medallion status. You know that a meeting in Montana means visiting almost every national park.
Yellowstone? Check.
Because you're the chief excursion officer, It's why you're a Delta SkyMiles Platinum Business American Express card member. If you travel, you know. Terms apply. Visit go.amex/you know business.